Today is the feast of Christ the King. There will be benediction of the Blessed Sacrament this evening at 6 p.m. There will not be blessings of articles after Mass today. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, November 1st, All Saints' Day, is a holy day of obligation. All Catholics are bound under pain of serious sin to attend Mass on that day. There will be a high Mass at 9 a.m., and there will be a low Mass at 7 p.m. The next day, Thursday, November 2nd, is All Souls' Day. There will be a high Requiem Mass at 9 a.m., the low Requiem Mass that evening, 7 p.m. There will not be any holy hour this week. No holy hour on Thursday. First Friday is this coming Friday. Mass will be at 8:30 a.m. followed by the Rosary. This coming Saturday is the first Saturday of the month. The Mass will be at 8:30 a.m. Next Sunday, Mass will resume its normal time of 8 a.m. As far as All Souls envelopes are concerned, we remind you, please fill them out and return them to us by Wednesday, November 1st. Also, this coming Saturday is the feast of St. Charles Borromeo. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Brethren, we give thanks to God, the Father, who has made us worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for in him were created all things in the heavens and on the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominations or principalities or powers. All things have been created through and unto him, and he is before all creatures, and in him all things hold together. Again, he is the head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the first place. For it has pleased God the Father that in him all his fullness should dwell, and that through him he should reconcile to himself all things, whether on the earth or in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Gospel. Holy Gospel for today's Mass is taken from the account according to St. John, chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. At that time, Pilate said to Jesus, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Dost thou say this of thyself, or have others told thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thy own people and the chief priests have delivered thee to me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would certainly have fought that I might not be delivered to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, Thou art then a king. Jesus answered, Thou sayest it, I am a king. This is why I was born, and why I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Never before in the history of Christianity has our future appeared so bleak. Even in our darkest days, true believers have had leaders who were holy men, men of great faith and love and wisdom, men of courage and fortitude beyond our dreams, men who gave their lives willingly for a principle. And those who put them to death, those who martyred them and tortured them, seemed almost helpless in the face of such courage. And of course, we won. We overcame them because of our faith. And so, in a few short centuries, all the known world was Catholic. All of our enemies had disappeared. Does not seem to us in our days that we have any possibility of winning. If it weren't for our confidence in the promise of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our King, we would certainly give up hope. It appears that we have lost. But great confidence is exactly what we do have, so that we are as sure as we are standing here that we will prevail. And because of our true leader, our King, we know that we are invincible. In the end, we will prevail. We will conquer all. Fortunately for us, the vicars of Christ in the last couple of centuries were men of holiness and foresight, and they could see how powerful the forces of Satan were becoming. And so they gave us the weapons to prevail over the devil. So in 1925, when Pius XI instituted this magnificent feast of Christ our King, he said specifically that he was instituting this feast as a remedy for the ills of these times, the ills of society. And he also wanted us to have this great weapon, his feast. First of all, so that we could honor, so that we could worship our King on this special occasion. Every year, acknowledge his reign over us and the whole universe. And that we could prevail upon him, that we could beseech him to make his reign more prevalent, more visible in our own times, so that we could be an example to the rest of the world, so that they could see the truth and embrace it. This magnificent truth of the true reign of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. How important it is that we understand that we not only believe, but that we know everything there is to know about our King. And so how many times have we told you of the importance of knowing your faith? If you do not know your faith as you should, what shame should be yours? So that if anyone asks you any question, if anything ever comes up, you have the answer immediately, because you know your faith backwards and forwards, because you know your catechism, just like the way you know the back of your hand. And what great shame we should have if we don't. So, we have the obligation to know the truth of this magnificent doctrine of Christ the King, that he is the ruler of not only Catholics, but the entire world, and that we not only recognize this, but that we embrace it. What is the meaning of his kingship? That he rules the whole universe. And why? How does he do this? What is it based upon? His reign, his power. It's based upon, first, the fact that he is God. This man is also God. Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who died for us on the cross, is a man and he is our God. It is a hypostatic union between his Godhead and his manhood. Hypostatic means hypostasis is a person, so it is based upon his personhood. The Son of God, the person of the Son of God, is God and he is man. Everything depends on this. So we worship him and we adore him and we revere him and we obey him because this man is God. We worship his humanity. It belongs to God, the Son of God. Secondly, he has redeemed us, and so consequently, he has overcome Satan and all of his cohorts. He has overcome sin. He has bought us back. to such an extent, us, that we are part of his body when we are baptized. And so we will reign with him in heaven. We will reign with the Son of God. And so God the Father will love you and me as his son, as his natural son. And so we obey him because he is our king, not only because he has redeemed us, but because he possesses all grace. Everything that happens in the universe comes through the Son of God, through Jesus Christ, through his body. Because he is God, this man is also God. And so all grace comes through him. This is the other reason why he is king. He's king by conquest. So he is our king. When we say our, we mean all men, all angels. He is king of the souls and the devils in hell. He is king of all the angels and the saints in heaven. And he is king of the universe. He is king of the entire earth. He is king of every man and woman. He's king of families. He's king of nations. Do not be mistaken, brethren. When he said, "My kingdom is not of this world," he was not saying that he does not rule here completely, and that everyone, all nations, owe him their reverence, their obedience. Because he says to his apostles, "Go and teach all nations. Go and teach all nations." He does not say all men. On another occasion, he said that. He says, "Teach all nations." All nations are bound to acknowledge his reign, his divinity, his rule. He says, "All power is given to me in heaven and on earth." All power. Now, what does this mean? It means that the power that any ruler has, whether it be a father, a mother, a prince, a king, a president, a dictator, both good and evil rulers, because even evil rulers have power. He said to Pontius Pilate, "Thou wouldst have no power were it not given thee from above." So Pontius Pilate was given power from the man he executed, our Lord and Savior. So all power comes from Jesus Christ, our King. And it is insulting to him when nations do not acknowledge it, do not acknowledge his rule, his divine rule as man. Our own country refuses to acknowledge him, our government, this great nation of ours. Our people are great, our government is not. It refuses to acknowledge our king. And it will pay dearly. What other possible explanation could there be to the prayer that we say so often, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven"? So we pray throughout the day that our King would rule on earth as he does in heaven, completely, each one of us, completely. And so separation of church and state is an insult to God. Our nation, our government must acknowledge our King. There's no such thing as freedom of religion. This is like saying that there is freedom of murder, freedom of theft. We don't say that someone has freedom to murder. We are free in our country, aren't we? We're not free to murder. And we are not free to worship whatever God we choose. What kind of freedom would that be if we will be punished for it, just as we are punished for our crimes? And we will be. So all men must acknowledge him, our Lord and Savior, as our King. Now for all of us, this day is very important because our King is filled with great mysteries. They are infinite. But one of the greatest for us on this day is that he desires our love. Even though he rules the universe, he desires our love so much that St. Thomas says it is as if we are his God rather than him being our God. What more could he do to win our hearts? So we must give him our whole heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart. It is as if he needs us, brethren. And if we have not given him our heart, we may begin today so that we may be in some way like the saints. It is not necessary, as you know, that we to be dedicated heart and soul to our Lord and Savior, that we are able to perform miracles. That's not necessary. It's not necessary that we be ecstatics, that we be in ecstasy as so many of the saints were. But it is necessary that we pray as they did, so that we are given to God, we give ourselves to God in prayer, and that he take over in our prayer, and that he begins to pray in us. The prayers of the saints, many of them, were miraculous, so that we could have them as our examples. Not that the miracles are necessary for us, but just their dedication. Saint Thomas of Villanova, whose feast was last month, would levitate. He would leave the ground and be up in the air as much as 12 hours. People could see him 12 hours in the air in prayer. We don't know how many times St. Teresa of Avila, the founder of the Carmelites, was given the same gift in prayer. St. Francis of Assisi levitated and disappeared into the clouds. St. Ignatius, right here. He was not given this gift of levitation, as far as we know. But he was in ecstasy. Now, ecstasy means that you, for all practical purposes, you are no longer here in your body because you do not, you are unreachable. Your soul, so to speak, your mind, your will, is in heaven. And you can't, it's almost impossible to get through to someone who is in ecstasy. Saint Ignatius was in ecstasy for 8 days. Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, 40 days. So these are our examples. Not that we need their miraculous prayers, but they are nevertheless models of imitation for you and for me. Their prayers. This is one of our favorite feasts. It is, we can say, the summary of the entire year. It includes all of the other feasts. And as you see, it comes towards the end of the year, towards the end of the liturgical year. In about a month will be the end of our liturgical year. And so it sums up and includes all of the other mysteries of our faith. Because this is our goal, isn't it? To acknowledge in heaven our King. And so for each one of us, here and now and forever, must give our hearts. This is why we are here. This is why we have been created, to give ourselves completely to God here in the Blessed Sacrament. Our King is with us. And if we fail in this, we've failed completely. So give today, if you haven't before, once and for all, give yourself to God, so that this world means nothing to you anymore. May God bless you.